Really? What's up with the beach towel in the bathroom? Jace, the ones we were using are the worst for wear, kind of thin and scratchy. So I thought I'd give that one a go instead. Oh, you're right, honey. We do have an Econo Lodge situation. I've been too busy to deal with it, but things have quieted down. I'll get right on it. You know how much I love a shopping assignment.
That I do, dear.
Make sure they're dark.
Dark? You know, so they won't show the dirt.
So off I went to the big city, Bangor, solo. It's not really the kind of shopping excursion you bring a friend on. Ended up getting some colonial blue towels at Macy's, but of course, you can't stop there. Went to Home Goods and got a matching rug, and then I thought, oh, those are all kind of dark. I'll brighten them up with some new bathroom accessories. Trash can, drinking glass, and toothbrush holder in deep coral, and tie the whole thing together with a cute shower curtain. Take that, Martha Stewart. All that shopping tuckered me out, and it's all catching up with me on the drive home. So I stop at the Circle K. Well, we call the OKs in this neck of the woods, somewhere on the outskirts of Bangor, to get some coffee and candy. So there's this guy behind the counter working the register. One of them fellas, you know, isn't as old as he looks. Scraggly hair, tooth missing, reeking of cigarettes. Behind him, also on duty, why else would she be wearing that smock, is a woman, middle-aged, uncomfortably heavy, long gray hair hanging down, sitting on a stool, staring into space. Pam, it says on her name tag. As the guy's checking me out, another fella who'd been making deliveries comes up to the counter.
Hey, Pam, how you doing?
And Pam goes,
living the dream, Frank. Living the dream.
No expression in her voice, her face, her eyes.
I'm living the dream.
Well, wasn't that a Stephen King moment? I hightailed it out of there before the world outside that particular OK ceased to exist. On the way home, I got to thinking about Pam. I'm probably never going to see her again, or the scraggly-haired guy, or Frank, for that matter, because you can bet I'm not going back to that particular okay. But every time I drive past that place, I'll be thinking of Pam, frozen in time, living the dream. Do you ponder things like that? I'll see a guy passing me on the highway, and what's he doing? Picking his nose. Or mining for boogers, as our third grade teacher, Mrs. Wilson, used to say. I'm thinking, this is the only time our paths are ever going to cross, and he's picking his nose. Anywho, when I got home, Charlie saw all the bags. He smiles and goes,
I can see you had a good day. How much did you save?
This is a little game we play. I tell him how much I saved, not how much I spent.
Ooh, over $150, Charlie.
I showed him what I bought, and he pretended to look interested. Then came the fun of stripping out the old and putting in the new, and folks, our bathroom looks pretty damn spiffy, if I do say so myself. Makes me smile every time I see it. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.